Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. India and Germany signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost the bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi yesterday after delegation-level talks. In a joint press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to restoration of peace in the wake of ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia. He said, "These conflicts are matters of concern for India and Germany, and India's view has always been that problems cannot be solved through war." In his statement, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz highlighted the strategic partnership between Germany and India. Mr. Scholz said, "Both nations are growing together with innovation, mobility and sustainability." Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang said, "Nagaland has greatly benefited from the implementation of Goods and Services Tax, GST, and the state has witnessed a tremendous improvement in the sales tax revenue compared to the earlier tax regime. GST has brought about revolutionizing change in India's indirect taxation system and also simplified compliance." He said this during the closing function of GST Refresher Training Cum Stakeholders Meet 2024 at Chumukedima yesterday. He said tax devolution and post-devolution revenue deficit grants that Nagaland receives from the centre has always been significant in running the affairs of the state. Mr. Zeliang expressed happiness that the state tax department has become the first among northeastern states to implement Aadhaar-based biometric authentication for registration in the state to prevent fake registration and thereby check generation of fake invoices to evade tax. He further said the government is working to widen the tax base by incorporating all liable dealers into the GST system and preventing tax evasion in the state. Mr. Zeliang also encouraged tax officials to remain vigilant and ensure effective tax administration with transparency and accountability. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has said that various measures have been adopted to make courts accessible for persons with disabilities. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he highlighted the initiative wherein for the first time the Supreme Court introduced sign language interpreters for lawyers with speech and hearing impairment. Dr. Chandrachud also shared his treasured days as a program presenter at Akashvani. The Golden Jubilee celebration of Government Higher Secondary School Noklak under the theme A Golden Legacy was held yesterday at Noklak. MLA P. Longon congratulated teachers, staff and students of GHSS Noklak on reaching this important milestone. He also paid tribute to the pioneers who helped elevate this institution to its present status and level of growth. He said, "Teaching is a noble profession that plays a vital role in shaping individuals, communities and society as a whole." Mr. Longon urged upon teachers, staff, students and various stakeholders to perform their respective roles and collectively join hands to retain the good name of the school and trust of the people. Power Department Nagaland has informed residents of power outages in some districts of the state today and tomorrow to facilitate essential maintenance activities in the area. In Kohima, the outage will affect multiple colonies and villages on October 26 and 27 between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. This interruption is necessitated for maintenance work on the 33 kV line at the new secretariat area, which is part of the ongoing construction of the Nagaland State Emergency Operations Center at the Capitol Complex. The affected areas include Mirama Village, Tizama Village, the CMRC, Nagaland Assembly Complex and Pejocha. For more details, residents can contact Executive Engineer Shiludi Longkumar at 9856-070-292. Simultaneously, a separate power outage is affecting Dimapur, Chumukedima, Newland and Perrin districts from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. today. This shutdown will enable routine maintenance of the 132 kV bus bar, switchyard equipment and power transformers at the Nagarjan substation. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.